Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Doris Jafrier.
And we're not experts.
No, we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And today, we are offering up something a little new and a little different. We are bringing you a new episode called Product Recall. This is a weekly episode where we dig deeper into the history of an iconic product and its impact. And it will be coming to you every Friday here on Forever 35.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And yes, we are taking requests. If there is something you want us to dig into, a product you want us to recall for you,
if you will,
please reach out to us. As always, you can contact us via voicemail or text at 781-591-0390. You can also email us or leave us a voice memo at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And I also just want to note that you can go to our website, forever35podcast.com, where we will have links to everything that we talk about on these episodes. So if you're looking for, you know, the sources or
videos.
Yeah. You can go check those out on our website. So, Kate, what are we talking about today?
All right. For our first product recall, I am bringing you what I view as an icon.
Okay.
And we should tell listeners that the way we have decided to do this for now, this is also an experiment.
Totally.
We could change. But we are each taking on a product,
yes,
and sharing it with the other.
Mm-hmm.
So while the other person may be familiar with the product, you don't know what we know.
I can't wait to learn what you know.
You have not sat here and pored over the amount of YouTube commercials that I have over the last week for this product.
No, so I haven't.
I am thrilled to be presenting Noxzema to you, Dory.
Noxzema.
So here's what I wanted to ask you.
Okay. Yes. I'm listening.
What words, just off the top of your head,
yes,
come to mind when you hear Noxzema?
Creamy.
Mm-hmm.
Drugstore.
Okay. Okay. That's a good one.
Cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I got.
A creamy cleanser that you can get at a drugstore.
Yeah.
That does sum it up very succinctly.
Okay, thank you.
You know what's so interesting about you mentioning creamy is that that is a word that comes up over and over in its marketing and advertising for decades.
Wow.
And we'll get into it, but one of the things that kind of has blown me away about learning in depth about Noxzema, which is a product that's over 100 years old.
Whoa.
Yeah. Is that the way in which it has been described has been consistent the whole time.
Wow.
So even though the advertising changes and the line expands, the description stays the same.
Interesting.
And creamy is a big one. For me, I often think of like tingly.
Mm.
And actually, when I think of Noxzema, I don't think of a word necessarily. I think of a smell.
Okay.
So if you've ever opened up a jar of Noxzema, which is now marketed as a face cleanser,
mm-hmm,
it has a very distinct kind of eucalyptus menthol smell, which is what the product which are ingredients of the product and kind of what it is sold as. So let's get into it.
Okay. So take me on this journey, Kate.
Come on this ride. So for many of us, you know, if you're our age, Noxzema was a huge part, I think, of our upbringing.
Yeah.
Whether or not we used the product, it was marketed.
It was ubiquitous.
Yes. It was so, it was on every TV station during any show geared toward tweens to teens in the
and magazines.
90s. And magazines. Yes. So what's interesting to me that I didn't know is that Noxzema was initially created as a product for sunburns.
Oh.
So let me take you back in time.
Okay.
We're in Maryland.
Okay. All right.
We're
all right.
In Ocean City, Maryland.
I'm closing my eyes. I'm picturing this.
You're picturing seagulls.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it's like 1910.
Yep.
So
people are in bathing costumes.
Yeah, they're in like full body striped bathing suits. Women can't vote.
Sure.
It's wild.
Yes.
But people are still getting sunburns. So there was this doctor who lived in Ocean City, Maryland. Dr. Francis Townsend was his name.
Okay.
And he created this concoction that he started selling to people who are vacationing in Ocean City by the shore. And he introduced it as a sunburn remedy with all these ingredients, the main ones being camphor, menthol, eucalyptus, these things that are notoriously known to kind of have a cooling effect on the skin.
Very soothing.
Yeah. Tingly, you put it on. It's the same as if you put on, my grandmother had mentholatum, but there's another brand for it, Vicks VapoRub, right? Mm-hmm. That same kind of feeling and smell. So the kind of origin story is a little murky.
Okay. As many of these are.
Especially when you're dealing with the 1900s where there were just like dudes selling jars of shit out of wagons.
Totally. Right? Like, and taking out little magazine ads for their like elixirs.
So many elixirs. So most of this is coming from Wikipedia in terms of the history of Noxzema. And when I've done other research, this is kind of the same repeated story.
Okay.
Which is that it's a little foggy if Townsend, this original doctor, gave this formula, this product to this guy, George Bunting, who was like a pharmacist druggist of the time.
Okay.
He essentially kind of was like, no, I saw that, but I made up my own thing.
Sure, George.
Okay. But George gets all the credit. So the Bunting family, like if you are looking for the people who are living off the generational wealth of Noxzema, it's the Buntings.
So if I meet anyone with the last name of Bunting,
have them buy you dinner.
I'll be like, you're rich. And also you probably have like a closet full of Noxzema in your home.
Yeah, they live on the Noxzema estate in Maryland.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maryland is a
poor
key.
Poor Francis Townsend.
I know. So many of these stories start this way.
Yeah.
I mean, in my own family, we have like legend.
Someone invented the Post-it.
No, but my mom did tell me that my great-grandfather invented patent leather.
What?
My great-grandfather had a leather tannery.
Okay.
And she claimed that he invented patent leather and then his business partner took the patent.
So what you're telling me is you could have been the patent leather heiress.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. And I'm just regular old me.
That speaks to your entrepreneurial can-do spirit.
I must have gotten it from great Grampy Clark. Anyway, back to George Bunting.
Okay, yes.
So
was he also like a marketing genius?
I think so.
Because I feel like a lot of these people were.
Well, I think, you know, you have to think back then, like they were doing this all on their own. They were like the original kind of like their version of like 2011 Instagram influencers where they're doing everything themselves, right?
Right.
Like they're creating the product, they're making it in their basements. And then they're going out and hawking it. And they're hawking it locally too, which is so impressive. Like with Townsend selling it just in Ocean City, it's not like it was everywhere, right? So it starts in Maryland. So I just also want to shout out the great state of Maryland, crab cakes, Orioles, and Noxzema.
Have you been to Ocean City, Maryland?
No.
I have.
Is it beautiful?
It's a... My recollection of it was that it was kind of like honky-tonkish.
It's probably Bunting's influence.
in like a sort of like honky tonk beach.
Yeah, like a seaside town.
Seaside town. Yeah. Yes.
I feel like all those seaside towns along the Atlantic coast are kind of the same.
Kind of similar. Yeah. Yeah.
Revere Beach, if you will.
Sure.
So we're in Maryland. It's about 1914, and Bunting starts making his own formula of this.
Right, whether or not he came up with all by himself.
Suspiciously.
Okay.
So he starts marketing it as, quote, Dr. Bunting's sunburn remedy. And during this time, there were a lot of products that were made of tallow, which is essentially beef fat, right? Mm-hmm. And really greasy. And so I want you to pay attention to the word greasy, because this comes up at the inception of the product, right? Like, this was created as an alternative to the greasy tallow-based skin products of the time.
Mm.
And non-greasy is a phrase that is used in Noxzema marketing.
Oh, interesting.
For decades. So like, they get the product in terms of like the selling points are the same to me, it seems, from day one. So eventually the name is changed to Noxzema. Now, do you know what that name is kind of a pun for?
No.
All right, get this. Again, allegedly, no eczema. Have you ever heard that?
No.
I had never heard that.
Wow.
So there's kind of like an old wives' tale that allegedly a customer came to Dr. Bunting, or excuse me, Mr. Bunting, and was like, sure knocked my eczema. So they just called it no eczema, because customers were using this on their eczema, which is fascinating to me, because I would assume Noxzema would be irritating to skin with eczema. You can understand how it'd be cooling to itchy skin, but the way we treat eczema now is like products with nothing in them.
Right.
So apparently also one of the early slogans was called the Miracle Cream of Baltimore.
Oh.
So eventually,
a lot of Maryland pride here.
No, it gets better. Eventually, there was a Noxzema factory building in Baltimore, which has now become apartments. So if you live in the Fox Building in Baltimore, you are living in the old Noxzema factory.
Wow, maybe the spirit of the menthol.
It just smells really good.
Yeah.
And what was interesting, I found an old picture of the factory, I think before they had turned it into like the fancy new apartments, and it said like the Noxzema company, and then the slogan "Feel it, heal." So this was very eye-opening to me, because I always just assumed Noxzema was just like a face cleanser someone made up in like 1980.
Wow.
No.
You were certainly wrong, Kate.
Certainly wrong. I mean, I disrespected Bunting's legacy. So the product blows up. It's huge. By the 1930s, about 15 million units were being sold yearly. So the Buntings keep growing the brand. They start kind of branching out. CoverGirl makeup is grown from Noxzema.
Oh.
So if you go back and you listen to old ads for CoverGirl, I have one that I'll link to. I'm not going to play it today, but the ad will tout like CoverGirl featuring Noxzema's medicated like skincare. So they play up constantly the connection to Noxzema, this idea that Noxzema is this medicated healer. That is a big selling point anytime the product is mentioned.
That is very interesting. Now, Kate, I don't mean to like interrupt your flow.
No, we've got to take a break.
But we should take a little break.
Okay.
And then come back and hear more about Noxzema.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I feel like you have more to say.
Oh, I've got a lot.
Okay. All BRB. Right.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With honey love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done a consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
All right. Okay. We're back.
We're back.
Kate is like chomping at the bit.
I have so much to say. Do I want to talk about how? Okay. So the company's doing really well and they start expanding into creating new products, right? So around the time that this is all happening, the 50s and 60s, they create the Knox-L Corporation. Oh. So Noxzema just now falls under the Knox-L Corporation. Okay. So you've got CoverGirl. They acquire Lest Oil, the cleaning oil.
Oh, okay.
And Noxzema starts branching out into, they're still using it as a skin cleanser. This is kind of, from what I could track, the transformation from this being a sunburn remedy into a face cleanser is really getting pushed in the 50s and in the 60s when like TV advertising is huge. But they also start making shaving cream, and Noxzema shaving cream is huge. Joe Namath.
Oh, they got Joe Namath?
Joe Namath does the ads.
Wow.
So I think what I want to do now is, why don't I, as we're going through the history, why don't I pause in 1965 and play you an ad that I think I watched a ton of Noxzema ads. They're all on YouTube. This one I thought kind of, it's a minute long. Oh yeah, Story has a question.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. And maybe you went over this and I missed it. At what point does it really become a cleanser?
So it's unclear to me in my reading when they went from marketing it as a sunburn cream to marketing it as a face cleanser. From what I can tell, the product itself didn't change in terms of how they were making it.
Okay.
So it's my understanding that what I'm holding a jar of Noxzema in my hand, that obviously some of the ingredients are different because it's 2020 and we've got different additives and such, but like the main ingredients are the same.
Hmm.
We've still got camphor, menthol, they have flax oil, soybean oil, eucalyptus. So people still to this day will put this on sunburns.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's no soap in it. It's not actually soap.
Dory, buckle up. Oh, because okay. All the advertising, so much of it, and I think it's in this commercial, they're like, it's not soap. They are pushing, like it is, they have created this mythology almost around Noxzema. Like it's not soap. It's not this. It's not stripping. It's not greasy. It's its own fucking thing.
Wow.
And what I have kind of taken away from this and what I kind of want to pose to you and the listeners is like, so much of this is just how the product, like, it's just the marketing.
Oh, yeah.
It's just.
1,000%.
And it kind of left me reeling a little bit.
Wow.
Okay. So let me just start with a commercial.
Okay.
I found it on YouTube. It's from 1965.
In each of these houses, a woman is washing her face. Meet the soap user. She gets her face clean, but her skin often feels taut and dry. Here's the cold cream user. She has soft skin, but her skin can feel greasy and sticky afterward. Now this lady is getting her face clean as with soap, soft as with cream, because she's using Noxzema Skin Cream. What a refreshing tingle as Noxzema medicates while it cleans. Noxzema washes off with water because it's greaseless. Leaves skin soap clean, but not soap dried. Cream soft, but with no greasy cream leftovers. And Noxzema is medicated to help heal and prevent surface blemishes. So start getting your skin soap clean, yet cream soft. Get tingling refreshment. See radiant results. Use Noxzema. It does more for your skin than any soap or cosmetic cream can.
Okay, first of all, the background music on that commercial is wild.
Doesn't it start like a thriller?
Yes, like very like mysterious.
Well, and it's also creepy because you can see if you watch it, like you're looking and you're peering into windows of women washing their faces.
Right, super creepy and voyeuristic.
And all of the commercials early on are so creepy that I watched. There's one with Sandy Duncan.
Oh.
Yeah, she was apparently like a big commercial actress before she made it big. And there's a man just being like, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but your skin's amazing. And then he's like, I'm really sorry if that was weird. Like, it's the fucking weirdest ad. But you can hear the words, right?
Yeah.
The words that are used.
Yeah.
These words come up over and over and over again.
Well, and I think it's really interesting that they use the word medicated.
Constantly. Like, even as we get to, you'll hear in the 70s and 80s, they don't change what they're saying about this product. And I don't think the formula, they expand the line as all these things do to blemish pads and like a deep cleaner and a sensitive skin cleaner, but like the words stay the same. Okay. But what's wild is that their shaving cream advertising geared towards men in the 60s and 70s is like sex, sex, sex. And this ad, so they had this ad that was apparently like shocking. So it features this model talking. Buckle up. Here we go. This is a shaving cream commercial from 1967.
Men, nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated shave.
A lot of real jazzy music. So he's shaving. He's shaving his face.
And what is she in the frame?
No.
Take it off. Take it all off.
Okay, so you hear, right? Like, women, it's like, you got to look pretty. And men, it's like, you want to get laid? shave your face with Noxzema.
And also, like, why does she have a foreign accent?
I believe she is, her name is Gunilla Knutsson. So I believe she is not an American. She's a Swedish model, Dory. That's Gunilla.
Right, but I think, I'm just saying, like, I think that's interesting.
To appeal to the American men.
That they would do that, like, this exotic, quote-unquote, Swedish model.
Yeah. So that, to me, the contrast between how they were marketing these different products based on the gender identity that they were trying to sell to is fascinating to me. And so, again, around this time, this is the Knoxell Corporation. They are doing very well. In the 70s, what was wild to me is that I found a bunch of ads that were geared towards young girls, like children, basically.
Oh.
I want you to be able to watch this. I think I'm going to try to turn my computer. Can you see?
I can, okay. Yes.
So the ads they're geared towards tween and teen girls, which was interesting to me that this was happening in the early and mid 70s. So let's just take a listen to this one.
People say I got my good skin from my mother. They're right, because it was my mom who told me about Noxzema. Good skin starts young, so I wash twice a day with greaseless medicated Noxzema skin cream. It gets rid of dirt and oil, cleans out clogged pores, softens, and moisturizes. Mom swears by Noxzema. I'm glad I listened to her. This time.
Good skin starts young and stays younger looking with Noxzema.
So she's like 12.
She's very young.
Yeah.
So there's like a weird indoctrination happening.
Totally.
But what's really interesting to me is that then there's this, because Noxzema has been around since 1915 and we're in the 70s at this point.
Right.
They start playing up on the nostalgia for the product, which is interesting. And I'm surprised that hasn't happened now. So let's hear this and then we're going to take another break.
You're over 30. Me too. And my face still belongs to Noxzema. It's the moisturizer you wash with. It's cool and clean. It feels so nice next to my skin. But most important, I know I'm really cleaning and adding moisture at the same time. And isn't that a better way to wash? This face met Noxzema when it was 15 years old, which may be why 30 feels so good.
Noxzema Medicated Skin Cream, the moisturizer you wash with.
Creepy. Also, she's riding a horse. That must be why I really connected with that ad. So, you see what I'm getting at, right?
I do see what you're getting at.
In the 70s, they're marketing to kids.
Yep.
And then they're like, hey, are you old now? Remember when you were young and you used Noxzema?
And your skin looks so good.
Yeah. Also 30.
I'm so old. I'm 30.
Remember when I was 15? I also just want to remind you, your face belongs to Noxzema is a slogan that they had for a long time. Like, I can still hear that in the commercials from the 90s. It would go, your face belongs to Noxzema. I don't know if that rings a bell for you, Dory, but yes. Okay. So pause.
Yeah, let's take another little break.
And we'll be right back.
Okay.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article. And I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters, and then my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So I want to take us into the era that I think we know.
And love.
and love. for Noxzema. Oh, and I also forgot to add. Okay, so in the 80s, the Noxel Corporation is bought by Procter & Gamble.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is what causes the kind of shift in their advertising, but from my research, it appears they are solely now targeting, with Noxzema specifically, teen girls.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they are advertising these products is through the lens of boys and the attention of boys. And it is so fucked up. But what I think is most fucked up is that I think things are still advertised through this lens just in new platforms. So I want to just take you through my philosophy there. And then we'll break down what is in Noxzema. But let me play you this commercial from 1992. And it's two men sitting on a stoop with a basketball chatting.
So tell me about this girl.
Well, I've known her for a while, but...
But what?
It's weird. I never really noticed her.
So what made you?
I don't know. Now she's cute.
For healthy-looking skin, wash with Noxzema. You can feel Noxzema tingle as it deep cleans. It scrubs out oil and dirt, won't overstrip. Even the leading soap strips moisture out, leaves skin tight and dry. Noxzema helps protect your skin, leaving it soft and healthy-looking.
Do I know her? My sister.
Noxzema girls, get noticed.
Okay, you hear that tagline?
Noxzema girls get noticed.
Ugh.
And like, okay, so you were 13 in 1992. Mm-hmm. I was 15. I mean, these were like formative years for us. And this was the shit that was getting shoved down our throats.
Oh, yeah. And this had been going on. These ads, these kind of, I mean, they're all, there's all through the context of the male gaze, right? All these ads. Mm-hmm. But it's like so blatant in these, like they aren't even trying to hide it. And that really kind of kicks in from what I watched in like the mid 80s. This kind of like, boys are watching you.
Yeah.
You better not have zits.
Right.
If you want to fuck. Or like go to second base. I don't know. Or just like kiss.
Right.
So this then leads us to what I think is like for us the most iconic time of Noxzema, which is the Rebecca Gayheart era.
Okay.
So Rebecca Gayheart is a model who won a modeling contest, moved to New York when she was 15 in the mid 80s. Also, terrifying fact, started dating Brett Ratner at that age when he was a student at NYU.
Oh, gosh.
I know, like depressing gossip tidbit for everybody there. But she becomes the face of Noxzema, like the person we refer to as the Noxzema girl.
Yes.
And her commercials are like a legend. They were everywhere.
Kate, for the benefit of our listeners who may not be familiar with Rebecca Gayheart, could you just describe what she looks like? How would you describe her?
You know, I would say she is white. Mm-hmm. So she is a pretty white woman, but she's a little bit, you know, she's not like the Farrah Fawcett, Christie Brinkley type, who, you know, like blonde bombshell, who both, interestingly enough, did commercials for Farrah Fawcett did Noxzema and Christie Brinkley did CoverGirl. Also, hilariously, Meredith Baxter Burney was a Noxzema spokesperson in the late 70s.
I mean, that kind of tracks. She has that like blonde, you know, all-American vibe.
So it's not that Rebecca Gayheart doesn't have that like she's a stereotypical white woman.
Yeah.
But she's got tight curly hair. Mm-hmm. She's stunningly beautiful. And there's, I don't want to say natural beauty because I feel like that's such a gross term, but there's something I think both unattainable about her, but in the commercials, she comes across as relatable because the commercials have storylines.
Okay.
Does that kind of give you enough info?
That's some good context.
She was a very successful model who then went on to have a very important storyline on Beverly Hills 90210. Spoiler alert, she dies. She was Dylan's love and she died, and I'm still dealing with it. But anyway, more importantly, here's a commercial starring Rebecca Gayheart from 1993.
Oh no, the guy from my art class. There's probably more oil on my face than this canvas.
Relax, you just used Noxzema. Every time you wash and nothing less.
Hi.
Hi.
It's better than soap. Dissolves oil without over drying. Soap doesn't.
Interesting, huh?
Very.
For healthy looking skin, your face belongs to Noxzema.
Okay, so this is basically a music video.
Yeah, it's sexy. So they're at a gallery looking at art. She sees Jake from her art class. And of course, her concern, her skin looks oily, which is such a 90s concern, right?
Oh my God.
Imagine if someone showed up with, quote, glass skin. She wouldn't be able to, she wouldn't know what to do.
They'd be like bullied out of high school.
So there are other commercials like this that have the same storyline, which is like, we're going out tonight. Who's going to be there? Tom. And then it's like, don't worry, your face belongs to Noxzema. And then the girl washes her face to sexy music, and then she's confident around the crush, right? So all of this is through just like a nightmarish heteronormative.
Yes.
Male gaze. So what's interesting to me in terms of the advertising front is that this seems to eventually stop working. And the last ad that I could find was from 1998. And it's basically this girl that's like, every girl wants to be a different kind of girl. And then everybody washes their face with Noxzema. Like it doesn't, they've stopped by like late 90s. It seems from what I found, they have kind of stopped this like, if you want boys to like you, you'll wash your face with Noxzema, which I think is interesting. And Noxzema eventually gets acquired, or excuse me, I think the brand Noxel gets acquired by Procter & Gamble in 2010. It's still available. It's still very popular, and it still sells well.
Wait, sorry. Mm-hmm. You had said they got acquired by Procter & Gamble earlier.
Yes, in the 80s.
Right.
And then it goes, they sell to Unilever.
Oh, okay. You didn't say that.
I'm sorry. They sell it to Unilever in 2010.
Oh, they sell to Unilever in 2010. Okay.
But what's interesting is like Noxzema is still all over TikTok. So I just wanted to play two contrasting TikToks. Am I running out of time?
No, you're good.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to pull these up. Okay. Here's one.
Let's talk about Noxzema because everyone's been asking me to review this brand and I didn't even know what it was. And now I'm quite thankful. So I'll just say this. Do not put this on your skin ever. Now, there are some face washes that have fragrance that are totally forgivable because, again, it's a wash-off product. But when it comes to the classic cleaning, whatever this is, it is so bad for you. The fifth ingredient is fragrance, which it should be the last ingredient if it's in a product. And it also is menthol and camphor, which are probably going to either burn your skin or, at best, give it a cooling effect that'll eventually sensitize your skin or damage it in the long run. So please, again, this is not something to be rubbing all over your face. And I know it costs like $3, but there's a reason why it costs $3. Then we have the Ultimate Clean Daily Deep Pore. This is not...
Okay, I'm going to stop there. Okay, so the reason I bring it to TikTok is because this is where all the marketing is, right? Like, this is where we are getting advice.
Yeah.
There is no Rebecca Gayheart commercial that anyone cares about anymore. But what people do care about is like what influencers do and are using. Here's just one other TikTok about Noxzema.
All right, bitches. If you burn easily, stop what you're doing and watch this fucking video. So I know I'm clearly burned out the ass, but fuck the aloe shit. Fuck ice packs. All it does is help relieve the pain. You want something that helps relieve the pain and the redness to make it turn into a tan faster. So what you need to do? You need to go get some Noxzema, okay? It's like an old lady cream. My grandma told me about it like when I was like six. But the secret ingredient is it has camphor, which takes out the sting and the redness, and you put it on, and the next day, it's not red anymore. And you just mix it in until it dries, and you're good. It's amazing. I like the smell of it, but that's what you need to do this summer, ladies.
Okay, so...
Wait, I just want to point out,
yes,
this woman is very pale.
Macy the Loser is her name.
And blonde. There is no way that burn she has is fading into any kind of tan.
That's fair. She doesn't know that yet. No. Her grandmother didn't tell her that about sunburns.
About the old lady cream that she's using.
So that video went viral. It has over 680,000 likes on TikTok. And then the person I played previously, their name... They are JC Dombrowski. They are an influencer with a lot of followers.
Don't you find it interesting, though, that like... Now, as a face wash, it's getting kind of like poo-pooed.
Uh-huh.
And it's getting talked up for its original
story. Full circle.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It goes viral on TikTok as a fucking sunburn remedy.
I mean, hello, 1915.
Right? Almost over 100 years later.
Over 100 years later.
I thought it was fascinating.
Yes.
And what is funny to me is like, this is why I don't trust TikTok for anything. It's like you have this one person who's like, this is trash, camphor, and then this other person who's like, yes, bitch, camphor. And the point I wanted to make about advertising and TikTok is that, you know, in these ads in the 80s, they were showing like, if you just have no zits, you'll have a boyfriend and everything will be perfect. TikTok influencers or Instagram influencers, wherever you're getting influenced, they don't come out and say it. But by showing their lives online, their perfect lives with their hot boyfriends or girlfriends or whoever, there is still the insinuation that if you just use these products and do these things, this will be your life.
Yes.
So essentially, they're just savvier versions of the commercials from the 80s, right? Like there is truly no difference. We are being marketed to no matter what. Before we wrap, here is what is in Noxzema. Now, obviously, I got to use my reading glasses. Hold on. Okay. So originally, we've got camphor, which is from a camphor tree. It's an oil that gets distilled. That's like long been used for insect bites, and you rub it on your chest if you have a cough. Menthol, which comes from like peppermint, or it can be created synthetically. Eucalyptus, linseed oil, which is like flax oil, and then soybean oil. Now, I was reading, like, there was an article on Birdie of, like, is this good for you or is this bad for you? And I think, like anything, it depends on your skin.
Yeah, totally.
Right? So that the oil can be nourishing. I do think it can be cooling, like that last influencer said. And you can watch on TikTok before and after videos of people who tried Noxzema and it either cleared up their skin or it gave them a breakout. So...
I mean, I want to see Macy the Loser, Marcy the Loser.
Macy the Loser.
Macy, I want to see her skin the next day.
And if it actually worked.
Yes.
All right. Well, she's
Where's her part two?
She might have had a part two. I might not have gotten there. And I will say, like, anecdotally, I bought a jar of Noxzema and I've been using it, not a ton, but using it in the shower. And it's weird. I remember as a kid, it always kind of left this like feeling like there was something on my face.
So, I mean, I think you're saying that it was greasy.
I've always felt it was greasy. Also, did you notice how that word, like none of the marketing changes? The words are the same.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
It's bizarro. Anyway, that's my product recall on Noxzema.
Wow, Kate, you really took us on a journey through time, history.
It's been emotional for me.
I can see that.
The ads are wild. I will share a bunch more on our website if you just have some free time and want to watch what the fuck was going on in the 60s and 70s. And if you still, if you're using Noxzema today, or if you listen to this and you're like, I'm going to go try it, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Because it's in my shower. I'm using it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the real test will be if your daughters use it and then you see that your skin looks like your daughter's.
That's right. And also if I go to an art museum and a hot guy yes. talks to me.
Wow. Well, Kate, this has been amazing. Thank you for taking us on our first product recall. And I will be coming at you next week with another one.
I can't wait.
Bye.